You know, that song right there kind of captured for us this idea of, you know, we have certain ideas, connects we have when we hear that. And yet, you know, that's what this journey has been a part of. It's been this idea of dreaming on and writing new chapters in books. And so we're excited to kind of talk about this crazy journey that we've been on over these last few months. And this journey has been way more than money. I mean, we know money fuels the next steps that we take around here. But in a bigger sense, at a different level, it's about this community going places, about how God is shaping and forming people's lives as we kind of orient our lives around God's purposes. And so we're excited about this. God is bringing new realities, his preferred reality to people's lives all around us in this place, all around us in this surrounding community. And it's called the Kingdom of God, and it's exciting to see how this takes place. So today we're going to be celebrating that. We're going to be just kind of taking a look at what God has been doing. We're going to be hearing some really cool stories. In fact, we've got one right here. I want to introduce you to Mark and Kristen Jones, if you don't know them. And they joined this community a couple years ago. In fact, they joined and then just increasingly kind of connected over a number of months, and you're going to hear a little of their story and how that happened. But when we came to this crazy journey, you know, they had a decision to make, as all of us did. You know, are we going to invest in this thing? Are we going to get in on this? And for you guys, this was the first time you'd ever been a part of something like this. I mean, you never really, this wasn't like old hat for you. I mean, you had to say, okay, what does this mean to us? You know, is this something we want to be a part of? And so, Mark, give us just a picture, you know, of why you chose to do that. I mean, what was going on at that point? When you heard about this dream and what we kind of saw God beginning to unfold as our next step, why did you and Kristen say, you know, man, we want to do this?
Absolutely. We moved to the Fishers area about 4.5 years ago. And after we'd gotten into our house and, you know, found out where Domino's was, KFC, and the great tasting Taco Bell, oh, man. We decided we needed to find a place where we could worship baby Jesus. So, as we kind of began that process, I've never been a churchgoer, you know, never an avid church attender, never a big fan of the stained glass windows, the steeple, the cute little church is what I would always put it as. I've always been a guy about strong coffee, loud music, and crazy journeys. So,
which we do here.
Which we do. So as we started looking for a church, the thing that stood out for us priority-wise that kept coming up was, you know, community. We wanted a church that was involved in the community. We had just moved here, and we wanted to get involved with the community. And then when the crazy journey came along, and we saw the dream and where Crosspoint wanted to go, you know, it kind of fueled our fire. It reassured us of, you know, we'd picked the right place and where we were looking to go. This is what this journey was all about. We wanted to be part of it. And as we moved along with that and thought about the sacrifices that we're all making from a time point, energy point, financial point, the more and more we got into it, it became more of an opportunity to us rather than a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, you know, here's an opportunity to be part of what we're looking to have in a church and a community, and to share that experience and be part of that experience was something we became very passionate about.
Awesome. And I know for you guys, you know, whenever you begin to sacrifice, when you give above and beyond, maybe wherever you are at that point, you know, it impacts your family. I mean, it impacts your kids. You set examples for your kids. I know this has had that kind of impact. Share with us a little bit about what that's looked like for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. When we started coming to Crosspoint, after a few months, we decided that we wanted to tithe. So we just got used to that and got our budget and felt comfortable with that piece of it. And then here Kirk comes again and wants us to give towards a crazy journey. And we thought, oh, my gosh, you know, how are we going to make that happen? I don't know. That's a pretty big challenge. But we thought about it and prayed about it and wanted to be committed to that piece of it, just as Mark had mentioned. So after we went down that path and started giving to the crazy journey for this past year, I thought, oh, it's going to be really tough and we're going to have to sacrifice. And, you know, the really cool thing is it's been just the opposite. This past year has been awesome, and we really haven't even felt it as far as a lifestyle or feeling like everything's scarce and we can't spend money on other things. I think one of the biggest things that we've learned is, you know, when you do give, God gives it back more than you could ever imagine in so many different ways, and he's really just taken care of us this last year, and it's really grown our faith just to know we just need to let it go and, you know, let go of the finances and just trust that God is going to take care of you, and he has. It's been really, really cool. We've learned so much about abundance and just really have that abundant mentality versus scarcity, and we're going to give that money away and never get it back. And like I said, it just flows, and it feels so good to be able to have that freedom just to let go and know that God's going to take care of you. And that's really helped our family. I mean, things I think that we can show as an example to the kids at a young age. When we were talking about this journey and how much money we were going to give and how are we going to do it, our 9-year-old Corey, you know, is in that age where he's really, well, what? What are you talking about? What do you mean? What's that? What's that mean? And so he was really wanting to learn more about this crazy journey and this money we're giving and what we're doing. And it's really cool that he understands, you know, Crosspoint's going to have a home. And that was just an example, I think, that came directly from God to help us to know that we are doing the right thing here. Mm-hmm. And we're teaching our kids at a young age what it is to be part of a church, part of a community, and to give, mm-hmm. which is really a cool thing that I think they're going to take with them for a long time.
Awesome. Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, I guess Mark has the privilege of sitting on our strategic team. So, I mean, you see a little more of an inside piece of what's going on here. But, you know, we're investing in things that don't exist right now. I mean, you know, this is something that's still yet to be. We use the phrase often, you know, this is something that we're building things that are yet to be seen. You know, why do you guys keep investing in this? I mean, what's the motivation behind saying, hey, we still, this thing's in front of us, you know, yes, it stretched us, we were experiencing the abundance, but why do we keep doing it? Why do you guys keep following through on this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kurt. As I said before, one of the things that was driving us is the community, and as this journey has gone on for us for the past year, you know, one of the things that's grown up inside of us and that's been fueling us is we're realizing that, you know, here's an opportunity that God has come down and given us to not only be part of the community, but actually be part of creating the community that we want. You know, actually having a footprint here in the community that we get to create and mold it in a way that can be part of what we want in the community for our kids and everything like that. And that's been the really exciting point for us. You mentioned the small group this week, how mm-hmm. you went to a location that we're considering, one of the few locations that we're looking at, and it happened to be across from the high school. And Chris and I were sitting there, and we were talking about, you know, it's going to be great that Crosspoint's going to have a location that we can go to, not only on Sunday mornings, but, you know, 7 days a week, during the day, in the evenings. And as we were sitting there, we looked across, and the high school happened to be right across the street. And we've got two boys right now, 7 and 9, and we were talking about Corey, our oldest, the 9-year-old, that, you know, hey, when he's in high school, and he gets done with high school, and he's pulling out in his car, God forbid, but, you know, he's going to have a place to go to that we helped create, and it's going to be a place that he's going to be with his peers that share the same, you know, values and thoughts on God, and can go and share the experiences and the issues that you have as a teenager. And that really, you know, that really got us excited that's there. And that's not something I ever had when I was young. And here's a chance that God has given us that we can actually be part of that creation. And being on the strategic team, the line of work I do is real estate. And I develop real estate and things like that, so I kind of knew how this would move along and the issues that we would run across. But the big thing that we're seeing is, and I may not get the phrase right, but, you know, the sum is greater than the parts. And that's the thing that Chris and I are seeing in the time that we've given and the investment that we've given, that I'm not sure there's anything we could have done that would have given us a greater rate of return. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to have this thing that's going to be bigger than all of us combined. And, mm-hmm. you know, I may not be speaking for all of you out there, but I know I am for myself, that this is something I would never be able to do on my own, mm-hmm. to create this thing. Mm-hmm. And here we are, we're all doing it. And that's really the thing that's kind of got us refueled and mm-hmm. we're getting excited about.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing, guys. Let's thank Mark and Kristen. Thanks, brother. You know, and that's what this is about. I mean, you know, and I know for every story you hear on this stage, there's dozens of others of people walking this out in the same way. This is just a small glimpse of how God is using not just, you know, the end of how are we getting to this place, but what is God doing in our lives as he continues to prepare us and prepare this community for the next steps. And, you know, it's really been a journey of investing in things that are bigger than ourselves. In fact, you know, through this entire thing, we've said, you know, this is a journey of life change. I mean, it'd be easy to say this is about money. money. It's about making sure we hit so much money so we can take this step. No, this is a journey that's been about investing in life change and changed lives. And we know when we get to this place, it's just going to be a tool that's going to allow us to continue to do that. On a bigger scale, you know, one of the things that we kind of said going into this journey that we want to be a through line or a critical piece of what we're investing in here is that this is bigger than Crosspoint. This is bigger than ourselves. We've asked you to do that. We said, you know, there's something about investing and giving and sacrificing, contributing to this crazy dream. It's making your life bigger than just providing for your needs. We said, you know, we want that to be true for Crosspoint as well. And so we said right from the beginning, you know, 10% of all of the funds that we bring in for this crazy dream, this crazy campaign, we're going to give away. We're going to release and pass on to other entities, other groups that are also creating avenues for life change, that need people to come alongside of them and partner with them so that that can be an extension of us not just building into life change here, but all around the globe. And so I want to share a couple of these partnerships with you today. And, you know, every year on this anniversary, we're going to do this. We're going to kind of celebrate what we're doing and how we're investing above and beyond ourselves. And, you know, something that you need to understand about this church is Crosspoint is not a church that's just sitting out on an island in and of itself. All right, we're connected to a broader network. In fact, we're part of a movement of churches. It's about 7,000 churches strong all across the globe. Many of those churches are here in the United States of America, but we have churches all across the globe. It's called the Church of God. It's this network. It's not a denomination. It's kind of an independent network of churches that resource and connect and have like values and like mission. And as I said, we're all across the globe, except for the last 20 years or so, we've been missing in one country, really in one continent, where there's been no presence whatsoever. It's the continent of Asia, or of Australia, sorry, continent, country at the same time, of Australia. And so, you know, a couple things about Australia that's really fascinating. Australia, there's writers, there's philosophers, there's kind of people that kind of, you know, identify and say, this is kind of where things are going if things don't get it turned around. Australia is about 50 years ahead of the United States if we don't continue to kind of push this kingdom initiative forward here in our country. In fact, Australia is about two generations away from being connected to faith in God for most people. Meaning, some of us are sitting here today, and you might be sitting here, and it's similar to Mark's story, where you said, you know, I never really went to church, didn't connect with it, but maybe you had parents that went to church, or grandparents that took you when you visited them. Well, in Australia, the people my age, their grandparents were the first generation disconnected from God and faith. So they've really gone two full generations without any kind of exposure to this person, Jesus, to the transformational power of Jesus, the story of Jesus, the message of Jesus. And in Australia, it's not this sense of people being anti-church or de-church or saying, man, I've had bad church experiences. They just have never been exposed to it. They've never really been known of Jesus other than just some story. And so about 2 years ago, I was introduced to a guy by the name of David Revell in this church called Journey Church, which was a new church startup in Australia that's connected to the Church of God network that we're a part of. In fact, one of our partners that helped launch Crosspoint, the Church of the Crossing, their pastor, Church of the Crossing is located over on Keystone and 465, their pastor, Steve Rennick, introduced me to David Revell, and he said, Kurt, I think you'd really connect with this guy. He's planting a church in Australia very similar to what the heart of Crosspoint is about. Love to get you guys connected. David and I began to connect on Skype. For me, it was about 6:37 in the morning. For him, it was like 7:30, 8:30 at night. I can't remember the time difference. And we just started talking about you know what God's doing here, what God's doing there. They were in the process of forming their launch team, preparing for a public launch, and it was literally he and his wife when they started. There were no Christians around them. They had to go out and begin to just share with people about Jesus, and they one by one joined their team. And so over these past 2 years, it's been incredible to see what God has been doing on the Gold Coast in this little area called Pacific Pines on the ocean. And as Journey Church started, they're now 2 years old. And over the last year or so, I've had the chance to join the governing team for this church, which means it's kind of like their board of directors. And I get firsthand insight and pictures of what God has been doing in the lives of people. They've had 10 baptisms since they started. Now, we have 10 baptisms plus in a year. For them, I mean, this is a place where these people are totally unexposed. Cool stuff. And so one of the partnerships we're going to be entering into as a part of our crazy campaign is not just building a place for life change here, but it's us coming alongside David Revelle and Journey Church in Australia and saying, hey, we want to come alongside and fuel what God's doing there. Now, you know, they haven't flown me to Australia yet. I was thinking that would be a perk, but they did fly David here a few weeks ago. In fact, we had a governing board meeting just up the road, and while we can't bring him here in person today, PJ was there and got a chance to have an on-site interview with him. So I want you to meet Pastor David Revelle right here from Journey Church. Take a look.
Well, I'm Dave Revelle. I'm a church planter with Journey Church in Australia. We're a partner church of Indiana Ministries. Basically a relaunch of the Church of God in Australia. Didn't exist or doesn't exist except for us. We're a brand new church plant. We're 2 years old, and we have not only launched a new congregation, we've relaunched the Church of God in a nation. Our dream for Journey Church is to be local in planned communities that we have there on the growing edge of our city, and missional in that we're going to keep reaching into new communities. We're focused on serving the local community. We started with nobody and no resources, just my family, and we've gotten started. We've reached people who either don't know Christ and haven't been in church, or maybe the wife was interested and he just was not interested at all. And it's been successful. 2 years in, we've gone from nothing to a church of 70 to 80 people, 10 baptisms. We've got people in leadership development. We're actually now only about a year away from planning and probably 2 years from launching our second site. So good things are happening. The challenge is going to the next level. You know, we're a year away from planning, 2 years away from launching the next location. We want to expand the ministries in the suburb that we're in right now in Pacific Pines. And the biggest hindrance to that is my time. When we started the church, I worked full-time in another job. I worked for a pay TV company. And we've managed to do what we've done so far with me doing that. Transitioned to me 3 days a week at the other job, so I've got more time for the ministry. But we have got some great momentum going. There's a great vibe in the church. We're a year away from planning, 2 years from launching our second campus. We want to go to the next level, the next phase. And the biggest need is to get me full-time at the church. Another one of the huge challenges that we face actually is isolation, especially within the Church of God anyway. I've got friends in other groups, but our church is isolated. And when they actually have people come to visit and they say, these guys have got our backs, these guys are on our side, these guys care about us, these guys are praying for us, these guys believe in our future, that does incredible things to help us where we are. That creates momentum, it creates ownership, it creates excitement and trust, and you can't buy that. I'm here in town in Indiana for a few reasons, but you know, the biggest takeaway I've got from it is just the time I've spent sitting down to lunch with other pastors, because their story is as important as mine, and they're doing here what I'm doing there. I mean, I've got to sit with guys like Kurt Walters and Chris Denny and Fred Bays, and we're talking the same language. We're doing the same thing. Our communities even look a lot alike. So just that networking and that camaraderie of, hey, these guys can actually associate with what we're doing. Beyond all that, you can pray for us, because we're doing there what you're doing here. So I'm coming here and telling you about what we're doing, but I know your story is as important as mine. So if you can pray for us, we can pray for you. We're in God's kingdom together, doing His work, and that's just huge.
So how cool is this that here at Crosspoint, we get to get in on the ground floor level of not just life change here in our culture, but on the other part of the world. In fact, there's another missionary from Australia by the name of Alan Hirsch, and he says something really fascinating about this. He talks about how, you know, if we don't move this thing forward, there's not going to be anyone that does. Can we go back to the screen real quick here, Adejua? Here's what he says. He says, if we're going to impact our world in the name of Jesus, it will be because people like you and me took action in the power of the Spirit. Ever since the mission and ministry of Jesus, God has never stopped calling for a movement of little Jesuses to follow him into the world and to unleash the remarkable redemptive genius that lies in the very message we carry. Given the situation of the church in the West, meaning here in America, much will now depend on whether we are willing to break out of the stifling herd instinct and find God again in the context of advancing the kingdom of God. And so one of the things that Jesus said right before he ascended into heaven, right before one of his last charges to his disciples, he said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness, not only in Jerusalem, and they were in Jerusalem, so he's saying right here in your city, you're going to be my witness. You're going to create avenues for life change. But he says, you're also going to do this in your region, Judea, and also in your country, Samaria, but he says, you're going to go further than that. He says, you have to take this to the very ends of the earth. And so part of this partnership for us is saying, you know, this is way bigger than us. I mean, we're investing in life change, but it's way more than what's happening in Exit 10 here in Fishers, Indiana. It's going to reach far around the world, and this is going to be a part of our story. And so part of this initiative is this year we're going to be investing $5,000 of what has come in for our crazy campaign into fueling life change in Australia Journey Church. Is that exciting or what? Let's hear it for that. Yeah, you guys are making that happen. Now, one other partnership we're beginning and initiating right now is someone who sits in the seats with us every week, at least he will be for the next 2 or 3 months, all right? So this is somebody who you've heard his story recently, and I want to invite Angelo Brown to come join me up here. And as Angelo comes, you know, Angelo's preparing to go to Hunan, China on a personal mission trip for about 2 years through an organization called Gotta Go. And he's going to share with us briefly. You know, Angelo spoke on this a couple weeks ago, and if you weren't here, you'll have a chance to hear what he's going to do. But more specifically, what's really cool about this is, you know, throughout this entire journey, we've been talking about sacrifice. In fact, last week we talked about how sacrifice is when you don't have something you could otherwise have because you want more of God in your life. Meaning, there are certain things that this community, many of us have said, I'm going to forgo this because I want more of God in my life. I'm going to forgo certain things I could buy, certain things I could invest in. I'm going to forgo certain experiences. I'm going to even forgo certain words that I could say because I want more of God in my life. That's what sacrifice is. And many of us have committed to sacrificing through this journey, and God's shaping and forming us through this experience. You know, for Angelo, this whole idea of building, you know, into this kingdom initiative and going after this crazy dream that God has for him maybe began on this front, but this is something that's been brewing for a number of years, and kind of through the last year as Crosspoint began to get crazy, God began to move him into places where he's no longer going to be sleeping in his own bed at night. And it's a really cool thing because, you know, you talk about sacrifice, and oftentimes we've said through this journey in our leadership, you know, we've said the sometimes we think of the greatest quantity as being the greatest sacrifice, but quantity doesn't necessarily have to do with sacrifice. What sacrifice is about is those who have given up the most are the greatest investors in the kingdom of God. And Angelo has given up his business as he makes this trip. He's got a very lucrative business here in Indianapolis, doing a catering business to some of the high-end clients of Indianapolis, people you would recognize their names if he were to mention them. He said, I'm giving all of this up to go serve the throwaway culture in Hunan, China to create avenues for life change. And it's a really exciting thing. Angelo, I know you spoke about this a few weeks ago. Probably everybody didn't hear that. Give us a brief picture of what Gotta Go is doing right now, what they're doing in Hunan, and then what you're going to be doing as you come alongside this ministry.
Well, the chapter for Hunan started about 5 years ago. Edie Clark, the founder of Gotta Go, who was living in the province of Hunan, became a permanent fixture, or a regular fixture, I should say, in the brothels of China. And so she would go in there daily and would talk to the women and try to develop a relationship with those women. And gradually, she gained their trust, and she started to encourage them to leave a life of prostitution. You know, to say, you don't have to live like this. There's something more. There's something different for you. There's something better for you out there. And one by one, those women left a life of prostitution. Well, in leaving that life of prostitution, where do they go? How do they survive? How do they live? The brothels, you live, you sleep, that's your life. Well, she started Grace Chocolates. Grace Chocolates is a European-style candy company. And the woman began to leave a life of prostitution and work for the candy company. And it was a time of healing. And actually, it's change, transformation, and new beginnings there. And so the women would go there, and they would not only hear about Christ, but also heal emotionally and mentally. Fast forward 5 years later, I am going to Hunan, and I'm going to actually open, okay, an Italian pizza restaurant. Okay?
He's not working with prostitutes, just so you know. Right?
That's very perfectly clear. And I will actually be working with the men, migrant workers and former prisoners. And so we're going to do the same work for the men that we did for the women. I don't know if I made it really clear. The first hour, how people might think, well, how does pizza work in a ministry, or how does that work in America? You know, changing lives, vehicles of change. That's all there are. Candy shops, pizza. It's really God can use whatever he so chooses to change lives. And that's what this is. It's just an opportunity to change lives, and that's our vehicle. And
yeah, I mean, it's a really cool story when you think about this idea of somebody being rescued from a brothel or now from people that are on the street that have no value, given their dignity back through a simple place to work and restore their life. And then they hear about this person, Jesus, and they hear about a Jesus who rescues, and they're like, oh, I know what it's like to be rescued. I mean, I've been rescued. I'm right here because I've been rescued. And they begin to understand this Jesus who rescues and transforms. So really cool deal. I'm going to be honest with you, people. Here, this is what happens right here. And I know this has happened in many lives. But when you begin to submit your life to saying, God, whatever you want to do, whatever, however you want to use me to further the kingdom initiative, this preferred reality in people's lives forward, and you're willing to put all cards on the table, you may not be sleeping in your bed for very much longer. I mean, it's just one of those realities. Many of us will have the chance to be missionaries while we're here because we're investing, and part of our investment's going around the world to different places. But God may send you someplace. I mean, it's just one of the crazy, crazy ways that God picks us up out of where we are and takes us to new places to create avenues for life change. And so as a part of that, we want to come alongside Angelo and invest in this. I know some of you are personally doing that. Some of you who know him personally are investing in this as well. But as a part of our crazy dream and creating avenues for life change here, we want to personally come alongside Angelo and sponsor him in this. And so we had this great presentation plan for him today. We're going to walk this great big check, a reasonably small dollar amount on it, up to him. But instead, that print job didn't get completed. So I have a pretty small piece of paper with a big dollar amount on it, which I think you would prefer more. And so here you go, Angelo. Congratulations on behalf of CrossPoint.
Thank you. Thank you, CrossPoint. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, brother.
And you know, and this is what the crazy journey is about right here. It's about investing in life change. You might be sitting thinking, man, I thought I was investing in a building. Well, you are to some degree. I mean, that's what we're working toward. But you know, this is not about bricks and mortar, it's about changed lives. And in these two partnerships that we're newly forming, you know, this is $10,000. We actually brought in over $180,000 through the first year, and 10% of that would be $18,000. We will continue to distribute funds off that 10% as we go through this year. And in your head, as you've been tracking with this, you might be thinking, man, I thought cash was critical as we continue to move forward, as we look at nailing a property down over these next number of months. Let me say, it is. It is very, very important. Very important. And yet, as a leadership team, you know, we stepped back and said, you know, one of the things we've committed to is giving a portion of what we have brought in away. And I stand up here every week for the last 5 weeks and say, hey, if there's a way for you to stay on top of your commitment, if there's a way for you to sacrifice to keep up with this, it's critically important. You know, don't wait to see what's end at the left. And we've said, you know, as leaders, we don't want to wait and see what's left at the end and then start to invest in these things. And it's really a trust thing. And so as a leadership team, we're modeling, saying, God, we know that, you know, as we move forward strategically, we're going to need cash. But we also know that when we are generous and give away, just as we are asking you to do, that God in some way works things out. He'll provide exactly what we need when we need it as we continue to fuel life change. Cool, cool stuff. I mean, it gives me goosebumps, you know, to stand here and be able to share this with you today. Now, to bring it a little closer to home. One last story. You know, why do we do this? I mean, is it just about a building? Is it just about what's happening in the other ends of the world? No. You know, a few weeks ago, we had something really cool happening right here. In fact, what we're seeing regularly right now is that God has this preferred reality. He's advancing the kingdom of God forward right here in the Exit 10 and surrounding communities. And it's not, you know, sometimes we think, man, when we get in that new launch pad, then God's really going to move. No, he's moving right now. I mean, he's moving in this room now. He's been moving over the last few weeks. In fact, about 3 weeks ago, we had a baptism celebration right here in this room. In fact, right where I'm sitting, there were hundreds of gallons of water. And we had a number of people that had prepared to be baptized that had said, you know, I want to declare myself. I want to declare that I am all in with Jesus. That's what baptism is. It's simply saying, I have made this personal profession in my heart. I've received from God, and I want to declare I am all in with Jesus. And so we celebrate this thing. And in practices we've done over the last year or two, we've opened it up to anyone in the audience that says, hey, I've made this personal decision, and said, you know, maybe you didn't come prepared to be baptized today, but we did, and we've got people in the back ready in the locker rooms with clothing for you and towels and hair product, because that's important to me, and all kinds of fun stuff. And we said, you know, maybe this is your day. And on that particular day, as I said, we had a number of people planned, but, you know, I watched it. I was teaching, and there was a young lady, a young mom and wife sitting right here in the second row, and I just saw her getting moved, and eventually she got up out of her chair, and I can't see everything that goes on in this room, but I happened to be drawn to that, and she walked across the room. Before long, she's walking back in here, getting in this tub of water. And her husband and their children had just not too many months before started connecting here at Cross Point, and she was saying, hey, I've made this decision, and it's time for me now to say, I am all in on this thing. She declared herself. In fact, here she is right here. Her name's Amanda. She's sitting right down front here. And later that week, I emailed her and just said, hey, you know, congratulations. I mean, this is what Cross Point's about. It's about creating places where people can come and experience God in new ways, and life change can begin. We're so excited. We're praying for you. And she emailed me back this email right here. I want to share part of it with you. She said, thank you. Last Sunday, I was truly awed by the power of God. I can't stop telling people how I felt, like God was really talking to me. I've never experienced his voice like I did on Sunday. It was like an anvil to the head. And since I've experienced that moment, a sense of peace has come over me that I haven't felt for a long time, if ever. No matter how things are going in our lives, I know that God is always with me and everything will be okay. She went on to say, I've had several people tell me that they were praying secretly for me to be able to open my heart to God and to have the courage to step out and get baptized. And it has proven to me that the power of prayer is truly real. I thank you so much for taking my hand on this journey with God. Every week your teachings and the services, they blow me away. And that they've encouraged me to better myself and to model my life after the Lord. In the short time I've attended Cross Point, I cannot explain to you how much this has changed me for the better. Every week is like an exciting new chapter in my favorite book, and I can't wait to get started on the next chapter. She then goes on and says, my husband took the opportunity to record the event on his iPhone, but I assure you it will be a day that I will remember for the rest of my life. And I got that. I'm like, man, this right here. Right here. This is what this crazy, crazy dream is about. It's about every week writing a new chapter in this story that God is unfolding, and we actually get to be a part of it. We actually get to be witnesses, investors, facilitators, vessels of creating this thing. And let me tell you what, we've had a phenomenal first year. I mean, I'm excited about how we've tracked and just what God's done in people's lives. And yet, let me say, I just have this sense that year two is going to be even greater. And we stand right now, you know, and our strategic team is honing in on a location. I mean, there's exciting things happening there. You know, we're tracking financially, and yet at a bigger level, it is just exciting to me. I mean, to share these stories today, I mean, just to hear how God is working in people's lives that have never been, you know, ever thought they'd be connected with God. People are coming to God. You know, how this is stretching all around the globe. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought? And yet this is what the crazy dream's about. And so today, as we kind of close chapter one, I mean, year number one on this thing, and we begin to open up and write chapter two, we stand at another very defining moment. I mean, a defining moment that will continue to determine how this thing goes forward. So I want us to do a couple things as we wrap this up. I want us to first take our connection cards that you received when you came in this morning. And take those out. And also, if you're newer to Cross Point, if you currently are not in a three-year commitment to this crazy, crazy campaign, I want you to take out this crazy commitment card. I want you to just hold them in your hands. And as I've said through this whole thing, you know, I'm not about manipulating. I get excited about this, but you know, we believe that God brings us to places of helping us see how we are a part of this thing. And I believe this is a very spiritual moment. It's one of those defining moments as this community goes forward that we're going to have in these next few minutes. And so, you know, if you've joined this community over the last year since we started this thing, or maybe you just couldn't make a commitment when we first went through this thing, as I've said all along for the last few weeks, you know, we're going to continue to enlist people. We're going to continue to give you the opportunity to get in on the ground floor of being able to say, as Mark Jones said a few minutes ago, man, we'll be able to look back and say, look at what we helped create. And so, you know, there's two reasons, really, that we want to continue to provide this for you. First of all, you know, this is a God-sized dream, and we cannot do this without engagement with every person that says, hey, this is a place where I'm being fed, where I'm connected. And the engagement's going to be different. The, you know, the sacrifice, though, should be the same. You know, what you can give next to somebody else may be drastically different. All we're asking is that you just do whatever God has laid on your heart. But then secondly, and probably more importantly, this is a huge opportunity for spiritual maturity right here. I mean, we care way too much about you to allow you to just come and kind of reap the benefits of this place and what people that have gone before you are doing but we want you to be a part of this thing. We want you to not be able to have just a normal, non-sacrificial, hey, I'm experiencing receiving from this thing, but we want you to be in on saying, hey, maybe I'm forgoing a few things because I want more of God in my life, and it will take you to entirely new places. And so for the last few weeks, I've been asking you to just listen for things, to listen, to process, to pray, and then when we get to this day, this first anniversary, to simply respond. Respond to whatever God's kind of challenged or put on your hearts. And so if that's where you are, if you've worked through those, I want you to just hold this card in your hand. I want over these next few minutes, as we give you a little space, to work through this. If you've come to a place and here's what my commitment's going to be, you can fill your information in on one side. On the back side, you can identify what that investment's going to be, whether it's going to be monthly, yearly. You kind of total it up. If it's a one-time gift, you can put it at the bottom. And then you're going to tear this later. You're going to put part in the joy box, and you're going to hang on to part of it yourself. And then for the rest of us, I want you to hold that connection card in your hands. And there's a number of next steps on here. Maybe you're making a commitment today, and your next step is saying, hey, I'm going to commit to this crazy dream. Make a two-year commitment. That's on there. Maybe you're saying, I'm not prepared to make a two-year commitment. I haven't talked to my spouse, haven't come to that place prayerfully to do that, but I want to do so within the next few weeks. There's a place where you can indicate that. Just declare, say, hey, this is where I'm at. Maybe you're in a three-year commitment, and you're fulfilling this thing, and you're today going to say, hey, I'm going to continue to trust God, that I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to trust God's going to be faithful as I walk this thing out over the next 2 years. Or maybe you're just saying, man, I'm not there yet. I can't do that, but I want to pray. I'd at least ask you to pray for our strategic team, for this crazy dream that it would come to fulfillment. And let me tell you, I know there's a few of us here for the first time, probably here today, and you're thinking, man, this is way too deep for me on visit number one. That's all right. Maybe next week you want to come back and just come to our Explore Crosspoint and hear more about how you can get connected to this place. The only thing I ask, identify some step you can take today that will take you to that next place. So I'm going to give you a little space. You can work through these couple things, and then I'm going to pray. So take a few moments, grab a pen next to you, and just be open to God. I want to invite everybody to stand. I want to pray, God, as we're standing right now, I can feel it. I can sense. I can already feel the sense of just this love kind of flowing through every fiber of our being as we say, God, we want our lives to be more about loving you and loving others. And God, we want to go to new places, and we want more of you in our lives. And so, God, I just pray that as we make this a defining moment right now, as we've just declared and said, God, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm going to build into, this whole life change of this preferred reality, the kingdom of God coming to people's lives in increased ways in this community, God. I pray that you would just move this thing forward. God, I pray that you would help us as individuals, as a community, to go to new places. And God, we want that. We desire that in our lives. We want more of you. And God, whenever God, your people, whenever they would come to a defining moment and declare themselves, they would then celebrate that moment. And so God, we're going to do that right now. We're going to celebrate that there is just a love flowing through every fiber of what we're about right now. And we can feel it. It's building. We're anticipating it. And God, we can't wait to see what you're going to do in year number 2.